For KZYX News, I'm Sherry Quinn. Only one black market in California is second to drug trafficking when it comes to profits: poaching wildlife. That's according to Kathy Ponting, retired lieutenant for special operations at the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. I recently caught up with her while she was traveling for another job. She says back in the 1990s, poaching the state's wildlife yielded well over $100 million a year.
The map of inflation, and that's all species that are poached in California, but abalone being one of the top, it's way in the millions of dollars.
The North Coast hosts the most viable red abalone population in the world, and for decades, thousands of people flooded the area every spring to legally harvest them, generating for the region an estimated $44 million annually. The red abalone are the most sought-after ones because of their size and delectable meat. With the historic closure of the sport fishery this year, Ponting fears the black market demand for this edible sea snail will increase. One large abalone, about the size of a lunch plate, today sells for $100 to $200. The shell is also highly prized in some cultures for its medicinal purposes. It's ground into a fine powder and sold as an aphrodisiac. Ponting says most of the illegally harvested abalone stays in the state. She has hundreds of poaching stories. Her landmark case was catching an ex-commercial abalone diver posing as a legal urchin diver in Mendocino County. From his boat, he dove for abalone, then drove south to Mexico, where he sold them in Ensenada.
The time that he was finally caught by the uniformed officers up in Fort Bragg, who turned the case over to us, that particular day he had 468 abalone. And we determined through search warrants and bank records and everything else that he'd been back and forth that year probably 25 times. So that's thousands of abalone that he was taking.
Another unforgettable case was a poacher she and her team caught selling to a fish buyer in the San Francisco area.
That was an especially egregious case to us because he was also on the abalone advisory committee for the state of California and kind of tried to come off as a person who really cared about the species.
She says there were and still are thousands of cases, so many that detectives have to pick and choose which ones to investigate.
And so many of them are caught, but it's just so lucrative. There's a lot of job security for them.
Chasing poachers keeps Don Powers up most nights. He's a fish and wildlife warden in Fort Bragg. He's also an avid diver and has witnessed the decline of abalone firsthand.
There's areas that are completely scoured. Looks like moonscape, where I used to dive it, and it was just beautiful and you know, kelp everywhere, big abs everywhere, and now you have areas that are not like that.
The desire for abalone for some has proved deadly. More than a dozen people have died diving for this treasure since 2014.
A lot of people are just unprepared. They're not going on when they should be going. They're going when it's too rough. They're not in good physical health. A lot of these individuals are having heart attacks. Another problem we have is people just don't have the right gear. A lot of them don't like to use dive fins, and they get in the water, and then say there's a little bit of a rip or something happens, or the swell pulls them back. Then all of a sudden, they're out somewhere where they shouldn't be, and they're getting waves crashing down on them, and they have no ability to swim out of it because they're kicking super hard, and they can't get out of it without dive fins on. So I've seen that being a pretty big issue for these folks.
Powers says the majority of people pick them off the rocks or from shallow waters. He says he's ticketed about 150 people a year over 11 years for taking more than the legal limit. These hunters are not his main concern. It's the stealth divers that keep him busy, the ones that take dozens and dozens of abalone in one night.
They're fantastic divers that are going to go down a hill in the dark, straight up hill. They're going to put a stake in the ground. They're going to get dropped off. They're going to have a rope. They're going to go down the steepest, nastiest hill ever. They're going to go down with hardly anything. I mean, I have guys that they won't even use a flashlight. They'll use a green, like a Halloween brake stick, because they know that we have night vision and we're looking for them. They won't even break it till they're under the water, to where it's almost impossible to see them. These guys are good. These guys will do anything, and now with it being worth more, they're going to take even more risks.
He's busted a lot of the same guys over and over again. One about 8 years ago was especially lucky, but Powers still wonders where he is at night.
It was like a triathlon with this guy. He was doing pickup moves, evasive stuff. They may not know they're being followed, but they do stuff to see if they're being followed. Like there's certain things that are evasive moves, and they know that they can try to see if somebody's tailing them. And he was doing them. But luckily, we had about 8 vehicles on him, so we could always do whatever we needed to do. And after diving just spot after spot after spot and stacking up abalone, it, like Todd's point, I see him run over to the van. The van door slides open. He jumps in, takes off. It was amazing. But this guy did this all day long. And so we ended up pulling him over as he was probably like 9, 10 o'clock at night as he was going through Boonville. That guy was kind of rewarding to catch him because, you know, he was at it big time. And I mean, he's the kind of guy that he could go anywhere.
It is too early to tell how the closure of the fishery will impact the black market. Powers is certain about one thing. It's not going to affect his job.
I don't do this job to make money. I do this job because I enjoy it. Like, I take it personally that somebody's in my backyard poaching abalone. So it's not going to affect anything, to be honest with you. I'm probably going to work it harder because if I can't take abalone, nobody's going to be taking abalone.
Sherry Quinn, KZYX News.